Many look to the right and to the left and have traded a life of prayer for a life of success inside the boundaries of Christianity. They knew to walk, and at some time I've come to them and offered to each one that have ever went far further in things of what the world would call and the church would call success. Every man has had his hour in which I visited them and offered to them a way into a place of crucifying the flesh. But I would trade to them that place of crucifying the flesh for everything that I was in this life. My mantle, my power would come upon them and come out of them. But few have chosen that path. Mahalo ole hediese. Mokede sete berokadaso. Baradi asete, Jesus. Many in my body, present tense, will make every excuse why not to pray, why not to spend time in my presence. And I say, any thing that comes to those who will not offer themselves up, anything that looks like success in the spirit, as in others looking and observing and saying, then they must be successful, as in expansion, numbers, or church wealth. Know this, that I did not add that to them. If the first is rejected, even passively, then I'll have nothing to build on. And whatever they build is in a 30-fold, permissive, passive sort of will that allows me only to get people born again. But I'm pleased with you, sons and daughters. I'm pleased with your offering and your sacrifice, your diligence to search for a way to enter in. Come into this place. There's no counterfeit for the anointing, says the Spirit of the Lord.